The leadership of the Russian Federation continues to encourage Russian civil servants to work in the temporarily occupied territories of Ukraine. According to the decision of the Belgorod administration, City Hall employees, managers, and employees of municipal institutions are promised to be paid a double salary in rubles during the period of their possible work in the DPR and LPR, the Ministry of Defense of Ukraine. In addition, expenses related to business trips, per diem, and other needs are compensated from the city budget. Per diem allowances are introduced in foreign currency, meaning Ukrainian hryvnias, at the rate of 50% to administration head, 40% to first and some other deputies, 30% to heads of departments and their deputies, as well as chief and leading specialists. Promises to increase payments are linked with the categorical reluctance of Russian officials to go to Ukraine due to fears for their safety. However, despite these proposals, Russians continue to massively refuse to go on dangerous business trips. Currently, the leadership of Belgorod region is responsible for supporting the Russian occupation regime in the Bilokorakhine and Troitsk districts of Luhansk region. Starting in September, schools are planned to be opened there with the participation of teachers from Belgorod. Kindergarten teachers from the Russian Federation also go there. In general, it is planned to allocate 1.6 billion rubles from Belgorod region budget, although the approved budget deficit of Belgorod region for 2022 is 30.8 billion rubles. Natalia Tolib,